There's a smile on the face of the mother today. The furrows of pain have been scattered away. Her eyes tell a story of wondrous delight as she looks at the baby who came through the night. It's plain she's as happy and proud as can be, but you ought to see me. The nurse wears her cap in its jauntiest style, and she says, "Oh, my dear, there's a baby worthwhile. She's the pink of perfection, as sweet as a rose, and I never have seen such a cute little nose. Were it proper for nurses, she'd dance in her glee, but you ought to see me." Bud's eyes are ablaze with the glory of joy, and he has forgotten he'd asked for a boy. He stands by her crib and he touches her cheek, and would bring all the kids on the street for a peek. Oh, the pride in his bearing is something to see, but you ought to see me. You may guess that the heart of the mother is glad, but for arrogant happiness, gaze on the dad. For the marvelous strut and the swagger of pride, for the pomp of conceit and the smile satisfied, for joy that's expressed in the highest degree, take a good look at me. I have to wash myself at night before I go to bed, and wash again when I get up, and wash before I'm fed. And Ma inspects my neck and ears, and Pa my hands and shirt. They seem to wonder why it is that I'm so fond of dirt. But Bill, my chum, and I agree that we have never seen a fella doing anything whose hands were white and clean. Bill's mother scolds the same as mine, and calls him in from play to make him wash his face and hands a dozen times a day. Dirt seems to worry mother so, but when the plumber comes to fix the pipe, it's plain to see he never scrubs his thumbs. His clothes are always thick with grease, his face is smeared with dirt, and he is not ashamed to show the smudges on his shirt. The motorman who runs the car has hands much worse than mine, and I have noticed when we ride there's dirt in every line. The carpenter who works around our house can mend a chair, or put up shelves, or fix the floor, and mother doesn't care that he's not in his Sunday best. She never interferes and makes him stop his work to go upstairs and wash his ears. The fellas really doing things, as far as I can see, have hands and necks and ears that are as dirty as can be. The man who fixes father's car when he can't make it go most always has a smudgy face. His hands aren't white as snow, but I must wash and wash and wash while everybody knows the most important men in town have dirty hands and clothes.